Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. I'm so glad to have you. And I'm your host for this evening. I'm the Miracle Man. I am actually back at the regular McDonald's. I'm actually back at the regular McDonald's at which we normally have been doing the show at 1711 South Saginaw Road. Now, they redid this McDonald's. It's going to take a lot of getting used to. People are saying, you know, it's brighter this way, but I prefer the privacy that the other way allowed. But, you know, it is as you say, you know, it's just as you say, and, you know, all to one's preference. Now, instead of having different booths and table the way they had it, now they got bench seats. And on the other side of this table, for example, there's a regular seat. Unfortunately, it's an uncushioned seat. The seat I'm in is cushioned, but I gotta say, I already miss the old seats. I do. And it's nice, but you know, still not perfect exactly. I personally wish I asked McDonald's would have asked all of us what we thought it should look like. But, hey, this is the finished product. And I like it. But anyhow, so I did go to IX this weekend in Ohio. I went, however, on Sunday instead of Saturday, which was still good, but still awesome, but you can thank the ice storm up here for that. Much too late in April for the ice storm we just experienced up here in the Midland area. Now, about the IX, I did go on the zip line. And in case you're listening, hello, Justin. I'm so glad you're listening, if you are. But keep in mind, Justin. Justin. Just to let you know, I did not film me going on the zip line, even though I did it. It's the kind of zip line you sit down on, and two of you ride it, and me and a real cool person rode it together. But it was pretty cool. IX was really cool. Things of note. The freakout slash fireball-y ride was not there. Unfortunately, I think it totally has something to do with the fireball accident that happened in Ohio, in Columbus last year. Apparently, they did not screw something on correctly, but the state of Ohio said It was. It had totally passed that the inspection, but apparently they missed something. And so, that's what happened there. On the IX, my favorite ride, I like the zip line a lot. It's real cool that the IX Center has their very own Ferris wheel. And when it opened in 1992, it was, in fact, the tallest indoor Ferris wheel in the world. It actually goes up into windows, so you're actually up over top of the building in a way on the IX Ferris wheel. But it's a cool experience. It's the best indoor carnival that I know of in this country. The only indoor ride carnival that I went to. But it is impressive. A lot of big rides there. I like the roller coasters the most. And then Ring of Fire, the Zipper, some other ride that was like the Ring of Fire, a couple of the spinny ones. I like all the big rides, to be honest with you, that were there, all the big rides that I rode on. But it was blessed was what I got to go. The reason I didn't do a broadcast is because I was kind of on a limited time, so no broadcast. It was amazing. And I started it a bit late tonight. Sorry about that, but listeners, if you have someone you know, if you have a family member, a friend who is interested in listening to the show, I would strongly encourage that they do so. And here's what they can do to listen to the show. And here's what you tell them. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com. And then you type in Upfront Entertainment. That's Upfront Entertainment. And then after you do that, you'll see a link. And you click on the link. The link will say Live and Large. Live and Large is the name of our channel. We've done over 120 shows now together, 120 episodes. And they're all fantastic. They're all marvelous. And it's been a joy doing it. There's a follow button you can hit. And what's going to happen is when you hit the follow button is you're going to get notified when we're about to do a show. For example, tomorrow night we're going to do a show at 6:30 here at the same place, 1711 South Saginaw Road, McDonald's. And then Wednesday we're going to do the same thing. And that's just how this thing works. That's how it works. And we always say it's a very smart thing to follow this program using your smartphone. It really is a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Come on, guys. Really is a smart thing. Smart thing to listen. We always say it's a smart thing to listen to the program on your smartphone. and was so glad you could do it. And we strongly believe in God, in the Word of God. That's why we read you from the Word of God, and we exhort on the Word of God. And speaking of the Word, here's the plan for tonight, folks. That plan for tonight is we're going to go to Numbers chapter 4. Then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Okay? Numbers 4, Hebrews 11, first two verses of Hebrews 12. Then we're going to, I'm going to exhort based on what I read. Then after that, we got some sports to talk about. It's going to be a little bit more, though, on the basketball side of things because Tigers and Loons both essentially had basically weekend series weathered out. And you can think, Winter Storm Zolo or whatever the name of it was for it. And you got to the point where the Tigers and Loons both had doubleheaders postponed. That's how bad this was. That's how bad this April's been, to a degree. But I have good news. Great news. Looks like starting next week, we're going to start having some more 50s. And so it's going to be a pretty cool thing. And so we're proud of it. And with that, I'm going to do a brief prayer, and then we're going to we have a telephone number where you can call in and talk to us, and we can talk generally about anything you want to talk about. We can talk about sports. We can talk about our favorite amusement rides together. If you do those kind of rides, do you prefer carnival rides, the rides that are set up, taken down, go from place to place? You know, she what? Sorry, folks. The rides they take up, put up and take down to place. For example, that IX Center. Many of those certain rides, many of these rides were from different companies. For example, let me just give you an example of this. As an example, the Ring of Fire that I rode on, fire that was there, was brought by Amusements of America, a company out of Ohio. Something else I rode on, it was the Mega Bounce. It came from Poor Jack's Amusements out of Indiana. Another rather big ride I rode on came from Bates Amusements, or maybe it's called Bates Shows. I don't know where they're out of, but it was a pretty cool ride. And those are just some examples. And we had different other rides from other different companies. And so it was pretty cool. But now, all the people, all the show people in the, are going to go back to their respective companies, those who participated in the IX, and they're going to go on the road now and start their spring and summer season. Traveling from place to place to place to place. Going to the fairs, going to the mall carnivals, church carnivals, wherever else. And so it's a pretty cool thing. But we have a number you can call us at, and we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about. We can talk about faith, fun, sports. Like I said, those carnivals. We do have an exception, but I will get to that after I give the telephone number. And that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then you can press 1. And when you press 1, what's going to happen is you're going to go through a call screener. Then after you go through the call screener, is what will happen after you go through the call screener is that you will be brought in to us. You'll be brought into us, right on to us, and we'll talk to you. But this show is not a political talk show. If you call in and you want to talk about politics, what's going to happen is we're going to tell you in love. We're going to tell you to pray for your leaders who have authority over you. And then we're going to tell you to, we're going to tell you to vote, as voting is a right in this country, and it's very important that you do so. And so with that, we're going to go right into a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight's show. I thank you, Lord, that you're blessing these listeners for joining us tonight, wherever they may be accessing from, whatever device. I thank you, Lord God, that you're strengthening us and that you're with us wherever we go. That you're the one who's in charge of our lives. It's you, Lord, no one else. And I just thank you, Lord, that it's your hand that's upon us and not anyone else. And so, I thank you for the show, and I thank you, Lord, for money coming in, more listeners coming in to listen to us. And I thank you, Lord, for new equipment coming in and sponsors coming in to help us with this great program. And give you glory, honor, and praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's go to Numbers chapter 3. No, Numbers chapter 4. Numbers chapter 4, hallelujah. Oh. Let's go to numbers four. Numbers four. We'll see what God has tonight. Just looking for it. That's why I'm being quiet. Sorry. Okay, chapter four. Here we go. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take a census of the Kohathite branch of the Levites by their clans and families. Count all the men from 30 to 50 years old to 50 years old of age who come to serve in the work in the tent of meeting. This is the work of the Kohathites in the tent of meeting. The care of the most holy things. When the camp is to move, Aaron and his sons are to go in and take down the shielding curtain and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they are to cover this with hides of sea cows, spread a cloth of solid blue over that and put the poles in place. Over the table of the presence, they are to spread a blue cloth and put on it the plates, dishes, and bowls, and the wares. The jars and drink offerings. The bread that is continually there is to remain on it. Over they are to spread a scarlet cloth, cover that with hides of sea cows, and put its poles in place. There to take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand that is for light together with its lamps. Its wick trimmers and its trays and all of its jars and the oil used to supply it. Then they are to pour it and all its accessories in a covering of hides of sea cows and put it on a carrying frame. Over the old altar, they are to spread a blue cloth and cover that with hides of sea cows and put its poles in place. They are to take all the articles used for ministering in the sanctuary and wrap them in blue cloth and cover that with hides of sea cows and put them on a carrying frame. They are to remove the ashes from a bronze altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Then they are to place on it all the utensils used for ministering at the altar, including the free pans, meat forks, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. Over it they are to spread a covering of hides of sea cows and put its poles in place. After Aaron and his sons have finished carrying the holy furnishings and all the holy articles, and when the camp is ready to move, the Kohathites are to come to do the carrying, but they must not touch the holy things, or they will die. The Kohathites are to carry the things that are in the tent of meeting. Eleazar, son of Aaron, a priest, is to have charge of the oil and the light, the fragrant incense, and the regular grain offering, and the anointing oil. He is to be in charge of the entire tabernacle and everything in it, including its holy furnishings and articles. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "See that the Kohathite tribal clans are not cut off from the Levites, so that they may live and not die when they come to near the most holy things. Do this for them. Aaron with his sons, and his sons are to go into the sanctuary and assign to each man his work and what he is to carry. But the Kohathites must not go in to look at the holy things even for a moment, or they will die." The Lord said to Moses, "Take a census also of the Hermonites by their families and clans. Count all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who come to serve in the work at the tent of meeting. This is the service of the Gershonite clans, where they work and carry burdens. They are to carry the curtains of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, its covering, and the outer covering of hides with sea cows, the curtains, and the entrance to the tent of meeting, the curtains and the courtyard surrounding the tabernacle and altar, the curtain for the entrance, the ropes, and all of the equipment used in its service. The Gershonites are to do all that needs to be done with these things. All these service, other service, whether carrying or doing other work, is to be done under the direction of Aaron and his sons. You shall assign to them as their responsibility all they are to carry. For this is the service of the Gershonite clans at the tent of meeting. Their duties are to be under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. The Merarites, to count the Merarites by their clans and families, count all the men from 30 to 50 years old, come to serve in the work at the tent of meeting. This is their duty as they perform service at the tent of meeting, to carry the frames of the tabernacle and its crossbars, its posts, and its bases, as well as the posts of the surrounding courtyard with their bases and the pegs, the ropes, and all their equipment and everything related to their use, and assign to each man the specific things that he is to carry. This is the service of the Mererite clans. Well, they work at the tent of meeting under the direction of Ithacar, son of Aaron the priest. Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the community counted the Kohathites by their clans and families, all the men to 30 to 50 years of age who came to serve in the work in the tent of meeting, counted by clans, 2,750. This was the total of all those in the Kohathite clans who served in the tent of meeting. Moses and Aaron counted them according to the Lord's command through Moses. The Gershonites were counted by their clans, families, all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who came to serve in the work at the tent of meeting, counted by their clans and families, were 2,430. And this was the total of those in the Gershonite clans who served at the tent of meeting. Moses and Aaron counted them according to the Lord's command. The Maronites were counted by their clans and families. All the men from 30 to 50 years of age who came to serve and to work in the tent of meeting, counted by their clans, were 3,200. And this was the total of those in the Mererite clans. Moses and Aaron counted them according to the Lord's command through Moses. So Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel counted all of the Levites by their clans and families, all of the men from 30 to 50 years of age who came to do the work of serving and carrying the tent of meeting, numbered 8,580 at the Lord's command to Moses. Each was assigned his work and told what to carry. Thus they were counted as the Lord commanded Moses. All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. All right, Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is being sure of what we have hoped for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand. Excuse me. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered. By faith, Abel offered God as a was a better sacrifice Cain did, and by faith he was commended as a righteous man. Oh my gosh. And God spoke well of his offering, and by faith he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things he did not yet see, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful, who had made the promise. Oh my gosh. So, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And all of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, who, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. When we received back their strength, their dead raised to life again, others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, and let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Amen. Now, those believers who came before us, you know, Barak, Noah, Jephthah, Samson, Samuel, you know, the others, they never exactly received what they were believing for, but they saw it in a distance. We can receive it. We can receive what we are believing for in an instant. We can. And so it's a pretty cool thing. It really is, if you think about it. That we can receive what we believe in for. And if we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. It says that right there in Matthew. That if you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Also says, ask, you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. knock, and the door will be open to you. And it's a cool thing. The Bible says you have not because you ask not, so we're all believing God for something, so why not ask Him for it? We can't just think it. He knows when we have needs, but He wants to hear us ask Him. He wants to hear us call those things that are not as though they are, so that it can happen for you. That's why I call my body healed. That's why I call finances into the show. That's why I call good advertisers to come on the show. That's why That's why. And so, Lord God, I thank You for this time and Your word tonight. I thank You that You bless us. You bless those who listened. And You bless the message that went forth. And that we're always going to ask You when we have a need and not just thinks He knows and He's going to do it. He wants to hear us confess, even though He knows that we have need of it. And so I just ask You to bless us tonight. And Lord, I pray right now over people who are just struggling mentally, going through mental warfare. I thank You, Lord God, that You just strengthen these people. You show them what's next. You speak to their mind, that their mind will calm down and will submit to You, as we have. God has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind, and not the spirit of fear. And I just pray right now that those are going through mental warfare, that You help them to deal with it. Whatever it's about, future, bad report, the milestone coming up, whatever it is. I just thank You, Lord God, that warfare is going to slow down, and then totally disappear. And I just thank You, Lord, that You're the one that's in charge. And I thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, even though I didn't speak on mental warfare or anything, God just told me to pray for those who are dealing with it. We all deal with it at some point, but we got to know the right way how to deal with it, with stuff. We got to know the right way how to deal with it. We have to know the right way. And the biblical way as to how to deal with it. And so, with that, Josh, do I have a spot underneath the table to do it? No. In sports, the Tigers, they were only able to play one game on Friday. They were able to play the first game of the series on Friday, and they lost to the Yankees 5-4. All of the other games of the series were rained out. Including the doubleheader yesterday. So, they got two games to make up. They're going to make them up on June 3rd. Whether they both have an off day. So, that will be played at Comerica Park in Detroit. So it'll be in Detroit at Comerica. Loons also had a complete series rained out, so they have to make it up later. The Cleveland Cavaliers have lost a playoff game in the first round for the first time since 2013. They lost at home to the Indiana Pacers 98-80. LeBron's not too worked up about it. You know, you're not always going to sweep your opponent in the first round, even if, regardless of what your seed is. In baseball, the best team in the majors right now, Boston Red Sox, 15-2. You know, some years the Red Sox tend to be up, some years they tend to be down. Other years, you never know exactly what the Red Sox are going to be like. You really don't. It's one of the beauties of baseball, though. Houston, in basketball, though, I told you about Cleveland. Houston barely got by Minnesota by like 2 or 3 points in their opening round in Houston in their first game. So the Rockets and Timberwolves play tomorrow night. The Tigers begin a series Tuesday night with the Baltimore Orioles in Detroit. 7:05 p.m. And so with that, folks, until tomorrow night, folks, I just want to say God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.